Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Exactly. As I warned on the Battleground America podcast, I don't know the timeline, but I know it's coming. Expect the Democrats to declare a climate emergency. I've always assumed it would come after they won the next election. Mm-hmm. You can see my air quotes if you're watching me on Twitter or Rumble.
I actually heard them.
Did you hear them?
Yes,
were they too loud? I'll turn
the
volume down.
No. That was appropriately modulated.
Okay, good. So so this ran on Fox Business. The Biden administration talking about floating a climate emergency. Take a listen.
In the White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. If the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
This is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this is a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
Very well put.
Now, so it's NBC News reporting this. So they want their leftist activists to know about this, that this is a thing they're going to do. I don't think they dare do this before the elections. They can't let the American people get a look at what they really intend till they're stuck with Democrats for another 4 years. But I think this is a way to placate the enviro activists, okay, this is coming, but we won't show it to the public till after the election.
Yeah.
But you just heard about that. Dictatorial powers, COVID-like powers, warlike powers. Yeah. Now, how did I know this was coming? Well, I knew because of an article I've talked about a lot in the New York Times on the Battleground America podcast. You can look it up. It's called "You Want to Buy Meat? In This Economy." And what it advocates for is for Joe Biden to use the climate crisis. There's some more air quotes because there is no climate crisis, but they're pretending there is. To use it to trigger something called the Lever Act. The Lever Act has been on the books since 1917. It's shocking this law is on the books in America, period. It was passed after World War I. It's called the Lever Food and Fuel Control Act. And the New York Times very much wants Joe Biden to trip it by calling a climate emergency. It grants the government, this is New York Times, sweeping power over the food supply and also the fuel supply, the means of production, the means of transport. transport of both food and fuel. Let me translate. It's total power. And they quote Helen Zoe Veitch, she's a professor of history at Michigan State University, says it is the most radical bill ever enacted by Congress. In her book, Modern Food, Moral Food, and the Lever Act grants the government the ability to requisition food and fuel.
That's nationalization.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. In an emergency, it created back then in 1917, I'm shocked we ever had this, Lee, but we did. It created the Food Administration, headed by Herbert Hoover, more than a decade, away from his presidency. So he headed it. And they absolutely regulated what you could buy, where it went, what was on the shelves. They even declared wheatless Monday, meatless Tuesday, okay. Porkless Saturday. So this has left very excited. They can starve people of meat. They've wanted to do that for a long time, and total control. And New York Times argues, looked at, you know, the growing of the food is causing climate change, causing nitrogen problems, blah, blah, blah. Average American eats 274. This is from the article, pounds of meat. That's too much. Liberals need to fix that. And so we should declare the climate emergency and then enact the Lever Act. So you will see them do the same thing with fuel that they're doing with food. So what is he doing? He's giving you a preview. I don't think they'll do this before the election. I think he's basically saying to the left, hey, just give us to the after the election. We'll do this. We're going to lock down the entire delivery system.
Let's hope he's lying.
I hope so.
I hope he's just lying for votes.
Me too.
Because that's what this administration does. Because, you know, it's just like them taking both sides of the Hamas-Israel issue here.
Yes.
Exactly like that. Let's just hope that they're lying about that situation, trying to placate the left-wing lunatics that they need to vote for him in November to get him over the hump there.
You know what worries me, and I don't know the answer to this question. If they beat Trump, they will say immediately what they said after Barack Obama was elected, but this time it'll have a lot more oomph to it. Republicans can never win another national election. They will tell themselves that, and you're going to see them do things that will shock you. Won't shock anyone who's lived in Argentina or any other country that's been, Venezuela, leftist regime, because they are the same people. But it will shock Americans what will happen if they ever believe or perceive that they cannot lose another presidential election again. It's going to be pure iron fist. And this just gives you an idea of what it would look like. Well, there's a group called the Biodiversity Center, and he just referenced it there on Fox Business. Listen to what Biden would be able to do with a pen. Halt crude oil exports, all of them. Stop oil and gas drilling in the outer continental shelf. Restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuels in the U.S. That'd be anywhere in the U.S. Grow domestic manufacturing for clean energy and transportation. He can literally seize factories, as we have done in wartime, and force them to produce these green energy, whatever. It goes on and on and on and on, but it gives them almost total power over food and fuel delivery. So hope they don't do it.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do it. And again, you're right, Lee, maybe they won't do it.
Well, this administration has a history of lying to the left. About what things that they will do. And we just got to hope that behavior holds true because, something like that is going to have to require a response from the street.
Yeah. They've been able to lock those down pretty well, though, with January 6th. You don't want to be out there taking a selfie peacefully.
Well, it's one thing to do that in D.C.
Yeah. And maybe they'll do it somewhere else.
I'll just let that sink in.
Yeah. I don't know. But this is all going to come to a head eventually. We're going to have it out over this stuff. They're either going to win or we're going to. But they are fully aiming and intending and wanting. We don't know if they'll accomplish it, but they're wanting to take over the entire grid. It's funny. I was thinking about it as I was reading that. I was like, wow, the FBI director keeps telling us we're about to have a catastrophic attack on our grid. And I'm like, which would be worse, a catastrophic attack on our grid or the implementation of the Lever Act?
What would be the difference?
I don't think there would be much of a difference. Yeah. Except in one that, did Chinese. By the way, did you see the FBI director? He's freaking me out. He's out there again yesterday. He's got two of these now. He says either the grid is going to be attacked and it's going down, and our water supply is going down, all this really awful stuff, or alternately that we're going to have this huge, horrific coordinated terror attack on our soil, which is what he was saying yesterday. It's every time he appears in public now. It's usually once or twice a week. I just, you know, if I could ask him something about this, is what I would ask him. In the beginning of the Biden administration, every quarter, he would come out as if he had a reminder on his phone and remind us, oh, hey, the Russians are going to take down the grid. Sometimes it'd be Iran or the Russians, but it's mostly the Russians were going to take down the grid. Now it's the Chinese going to take down the grid. I just wonder what happened to the Russians. Why is it Chinese going to take down the grid now? Is the Russians not going to take down the grid? Because you told us for 2 years they were taking down the grid. Anyway, somebody's taking down the grid, according to Ray.
Well, why don't we try and stop them?
Crazy radical idea. I know. And the way he delivers this message is so weird. It's like it's fact already. Right. And there's not a lot of, but hey, this is what we're trying to do to stop them.
Well, you know, and then I would have to ask the director, okay, are we pursuing the individuals that are involved in this conspiracy?
Yeah.
Have there been an arrest made? I mean, you know, you don't have to give details on anything that would compromise national security. But, you know, if they were really serious about this, they would say, today the FBI, in conjunction with the Department of Justice, has made arrest of several individuals who were involved in a conspiracy to take down the U.S. electrical grid this summer.
Well, they're too busy trying to turn choir directors against traditional Catholics to get to that kind of thing, Lee. But I don't know. What I'm hoping is that Ray is doing this because he just wants the FISA 702 to pass
and that he doesn't
actually mean it with all of this stuff. That's what I'm hoping. text rates, if Joe Biden pulls the lever on the Lever Act, he will be eaten by the cannibals.
Politically speaking,
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you hear, by the way, he used to drive an 18-wheeler lie again yesterday in Florida?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. And I bet it was battery operated.
Yeah, I don't know. But that has been very roundly rebuked by the mainstream. It's been debunked by the mainstream media. His own administration, when he said it, had to come out last time and say, well, you know, he did sit in an 18-wheeler one time at a campaign stop, so that's what he must have meant. And then he goes and tells it again.
Yeah.
They must just be like dying inside the Biden administration. Oh, and by the way, he is marching with the civil rights icons again.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, he said that yesterday too, that he got his start in politics marching for civil rights. Which is, he's probably the only segregationist to do that. And again, here's Joe Biden, 1987, admitting he was never part of the civil rights movement, but he lied again yesterday and said that he was.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
Nah, he was with the cannibals. Or something.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter writes, next Joe Biden lie, Joe Biden and Chairman Xi outlaw trucked across Europe together, sharing driving duties. Neither had a commercial driver's license. That's a good one. Yeah, I like the lie Joe tells about how he and Chairman Xi traveled 17,000 miles together and they were watching the sunset on the Tibetan plain. She was, of course, looking to Joe for advice and wisdom, which she would never do. And Joe explained to him what makes America great. And she was moved by that because they're great friends. Yeah. And I don't know if that was the point where she gave Hunter the $30 million that Joe didn't report to the IRS or not. I'm not clear on that. But needless to say, they're very good friends. Plus, it helps that she has all of the receipts for the money that the Bidens kind of didn't pay taxes on. It's money laundering. Anyway, so where are we, Badge? Where are we? Oh, yeah, I meant to get to this. I got to have this. Oh, you know what? This is one of these things. The fact that you could buy this in America shows there still is an America, and that makes me happy. I would love to have one of these. Oh, and the stories about people who do. Robot dogs. Oh, they're cool looking too. Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their head are now a thing you can buy in America. God bless America. A company called Throwflame is selling one called the Therminator. It costs $9,400, a small price to pay, in my opinion. So I guess guard dogs are obsolete now. This is even more intimidating. It's a robot dog with a flamethrower attached to its head. You can operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames up to 30 feet. And I checked the video. It is, it's kind of terrifying. Anyway, the website says it's still technically legal in all 50 states. It is legal in all 50 states, except you need a special permit in California or Maryland. They're not pushing the guard dog angle, but they do list eight things it's perfect for, including controlled burns. I don't know how controlled that'll be if it shoots flames 30 feet, but, you know, ice and snow removal. Clearing weeds? Well, that's the problem, though. It'll clear the weeds. It'll burn everything else, too, but okay. Pyrotechnics or entertainment. Also, pest removal. Gotta love the commercial.
How much is that dog in the window?
Warning.
The one with the
Terminator flamethrower robot dog with powerful destructive breath. Get yours today. Kevlar suit for petting not included.
I do hope that dog is for sale.
Because using a Ring camera to keep people off your property is so 2023. Yeah. So is just funding our allies. We live in an incredible time in America. When, if you are so fortunate, I've explained this before, you are so fortunate as to be our enemy, you have hit the jackpot, my friend. You have hit the jackpot. Because you know what? We are going to make a very large financial payment to you if you are our enemy, just to make it fair. Yeah. Like if we'd had this foreign policy back, say, invasion of Normandy, we'd have called old Hitler up the next day and gone, yeah, we kicked your butt. A lot of Americans died, but we don't care. Died on Normandy, but we don't care about that. Hey, you want some money? You're our enemy. No. Let us send you some money. How about $4,500 for every German? Yeah, we'll send it right up there to the Third Reich. Yeah, because that's the thing about this funding, air quotes again, funding for Israel, $26 billion, with a B, billion dollars. Guess where a third of it's going? To Hamas. Let that sink in. To Hamas. Wait, aren't they the terror group? Yeah, unfortunately, they're also the government of Gaza because they elected a terror group to be the head of Gaza. And we're about to send them $9 billion. How many actual Gazans are there? Anybody know? I don't think anybody in Congress bothered to check before they decided to give them $9 billion. But there's only 2 million of them. Wait, we're going to give $9 billion to 2 million people? Yeah, that's $4,500 for every man, woman, and child, or a mere $18,000 for a family of four. Family of four Gazans, $18,000. $18,000. Okay. Yeah, so notice this today when they're talking about Israeli aid. Hey, we got aid for Israel. Yeah, they don't mention a third of it's going to Gaza. I'll explain. This is outrageous. coming up next. Folks, we truly do fund and equip and do all that, both sides of wars, so that we can then go get into them. Again, we saw this last week with Joe Biden greenlighting Iran's attack on Israel, as long as it was limited. By the way, they still haven't asked Reuters for a retraction on that yet. You know why? Because they did it. And they want everyone in those Michigan suburbs to know they did it. And they know they read those Middle Eastern papers. Yeah, so, but don't worry, Iran got money too. $16 billion from the Biden administration. All the enemies get money. So I know people out there are like, wow, how can I become an enemy of the United States? That's all you got to do. You get billions of dollars. $18,000 for a family of four.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How bad is the funding deal that we cut? $95 billion with a B. Turns out, and you have to dig for this, turns out a third of the money for Israel is actually for Hamas. There's no words. I mean, you know what that means? $9 billion for Hamas. There's only 2 million of them. 2 million Gazans. Again, that's $4,500 a person or $18,000 for a family of four. Tom Cotton took this on earlier this year, why you cannot give money to Gaza. I mean, you literally physically can't, because they elected Hamas, a terror group, as their government. And so the government, it's controlled by Hamas. All you can do is feed the terrorists and help them refuel and keep the lights on so they can continue fighting Israel. And it's worse than that. I mean, to act like, oh, we're just going to give it to the people. You don't get to do that. That's not how it works. Fatah, which is a Palestinian political faction, so they're all on, like, you know, they're like-minded travelers, is now accusing Hamas in Gaza of deliberately killing aid workers, stealing aid, including fuel to keep the lights on in the tunnels that the Israelis still trying to dig them out of, and manufacturing a food crisis in Gaza. Why? It was because they want $9 billion. By the way, where's that coming from? You? Oh, yeah, it's all going to be borrowed or printed. We're pretty much out of money after the budget. So, yeah, you're don't worry. You personally won't pay as much. A lot of it's going to be your grandkids and your kids to borrow money. But also, you will pay some, though, at the grocery store when you check out. And know that you are helping defeat a terrorist. And maybe if the terrorist decides to let children live, maybe them too, but maybe not, who knows. But know that that's what you're hoping to do when you check out at the grocery store and pay some re-freaking-diculous price for a good that you are checking out. The Fatah TV anchor just accused Hamas of killing aid workers, stealing aid, and manufacturing a food crisis in Gaza, then accusing Israelis of starving them, which they are not doing. Hamas said, this is a quote, Hamas's persecution of any party who is a source for distributing the humanitarian aid or securing it began at the start of the war, as Hamas persecuted well-known figures and teams of volunteers on the ground starting in mid-October. It attacked them or killed some of them for two reasons. First, to prevent any activity by any other party in the Gaza Strip, and secondly, to ensure Hamas control over the aid and its storage, which of course leads to these crazy and unreal prices no one can pay in the shadow of this destruction. So, yes, they are starving the people, but if you could pay a lot of money, then we'll give you the aid. Plus, we like starving people because it makes for a good headline, and CNN always falls for that trash. So, yeah, a third of the money going to Gaza. We are now officially funding both sides of the war. Because we're just that stupid. We are so stupid. We're so dumb. And Ron DeSantis just lost it overnight, calling out Mike Johnson for cutting these ridiculous deals with the Democrats. Here he is down in Florida.
The number one issue that our voters wanted them to address is the southern border and the massive influx of foreigners by the millions coming into this country. And we don't know who these people are. And they basically just surrendered on the border. They now have no leverage to do anything on the border. They had an opportunity to insist that Biden accept the border if he wanted all the foreign aid, and they decided to capitulate. And so he got everything he wants, and Republican voters did not get anything with respect
to
stopping this this problem at the southern border. And I just think that that's that you know, look, we're doing more in Florida to deal with it than the Congress is. I mean, it's just pathetic that that's going on. So I was really, really disappointed to see that they basically capitulated entirely on the border. And at this point, you're not going to see anything done on the border for the rest of this year. What, are we just going to let in another 2 million people and do nothing about it? I think it was a real, real failure.
Ouch. But true. Texter writes, here are the residents of La Jina who lost their homes, possessions, and in some cases their children received a one-time check for $700. Why don't we hear about La Jina anymore? So says Al in Simpsonville. Maybe the folks in La Jina should move to Gaza so they could get $18,000 for a family of four. Printed money, folks. Again, you pay at the grocery store. Texter writes, where's my $18,000? Aren't I supposed to be an enemy? Being a Republican and all? Oh, good point. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, Hamas and the Gazans, those are their frenemies. Think about this for a minute. Okay, think about this as if you are Hamas, the terror group, okay? Before you slaughtered 1,400 Jewish civilians, before you raped those women and then dragged their naked bodies through the streets, cheering and spitting on them, before you flew in on those creepy hang gliders and brutalized women, before you locked families in their homes and burnt them alive, did you have $9 billion? One tranche, $9 billion. You get that? No, you did not. But now that you did those things 1,400 times, guess what you have? You have $9 billion. What is that? How will they look at this? It's purely transactional. You have $9 billion from the idiots in Congress, including the two chief idiots in our state, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, who voted for this. $9 billion. You didn't have that. What does that say to Hamas? America loves these kinds of attacks on Jews. Oh yeah, do it again. You get another $9 billion. Gosh, we didn't have the $9 billion until we engaged in Jewish genocide. Gosh, let's do it again. And now you've got Hezbollah going, wow, we want $9 billion too. How can we kill innocent Jewish Israeli citizens? And you know, it might be a bad time to bring this up, but 30 of the people murdered by Hamas in Israel were U.S. citizens. Now, you'd think $9 billion, that's $4,500 apiece for every man, woman, and child in Gaza. You'd think for that, we'd ask for the six hostages back. You know, the Americans? Gosh, at least get their bodies. Do we ask for that? No, we didn't. No conditions. And according to Fatah, we can expect Hamas to kill the aid workers delivering the aid. We are stupid, stupid people. But what you're seeing here is this. Once again, just as last week, it is now our foreign policy to fund both sides of a war. So we give the Israelis, so it's $26 billion total for the Israelis, but the asterisk there is that $9 billion of these supposedly Israeli dollars are going to Hamas. Again, for a family of four, that's $18,000. Yeah. $18,000. But it's just printed and borrowed money, so it's not like it's real. So, wonder how long we're planning to feed them for. And look, Fatah warning, they're just going to kill the people delivering the aid. It's not going to get to the people. Hamas is going to take it. The only way it's going to get to the people is if they sell it back to them at inflated prices. It's just Mike Johnson, y'all. Mike Johnson. Texter writes to me, Tara, stop saying that Gaza families will get the money. Hamas took over in 2006. About 80% of Gazans were not even born then. Don't support Hamas. Or the bill that was just passed, but the truth matters. Well, I think that's what I'm saying. Again, we just had a report from Fatah, which they're also Palestinians as well, saying, look, Hamas has been killing and chasing off these aid workers to create a food desert there in Gaza. They're about to be rewarded with $9 billion. Again, there's only 2 million of them, Gazans. If you give them $9 billion, they can good and dig in, fight this war against Israel for a long time, which is what we want. So you're right. No, I don't expect the Gaza families to get it. But the reason I'm telling you, it'd be about $18,000 per a family of four is how ridiculous this is. I mean, look, the Americans in East Palestine didn't get anything close to that. And Joe cares more for the people in Gaza. And apparently Mike Johnson does too. Texter writes, Tara, they're not stupid. They're evil. They know what they're doing. I don't know if Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham actually do. I mean, to vote for this? $61 billion for Ukraine, including $300 million for their border patrol? Wow. Texter writes, Gaza gets $18,000 as a U.S. citizen. I just sent an extra $4,500 to the government on April 15th. The benefits of being a citizen. Yes, you were able to sponsor one Gazan. Congratulations. Although I agree with that texter. I don't think the actual people will see the money. Texter writes, what happened to the $1.7 billion found in South Carolina? Good question. Henry McMaster is trying to figure out how to keep it real fast. So he has given a committee studying the mess they made till July to, you know, untangle it. They want to do this fast, so that you won't get any crazy ideas about, you know, it being returned to the taxpayer. Texter writes, DC is lost. They're all getting backdoor tax dollars in their account. Texter writes, hey, Tara, it'd be cheaper for Joe to just fly the Gazans over here. What? No, here. I think they're getting ready to do that. Now, there's this backlash going on. This, you know, they're building the floating dock, right? Which is much bigger and wider than you actually need to deliver the aid that's never going to get to the Gazans anyway. There was a debate in the UK Parliament by liberals who, I'll play it in the next hour, who believe that what Joe is actually getting ready to do is to offload the Gazans and bring them to America to vote Democrat. Now, he was very mad about this. He's a liberal, and he says that's ethnic cleansing, which, you know, in other words, removing the Gazans from their homeland and bringing them to America. He wants to keep them in Gaza. So anyway, he thinks that docks just cover to bring them here, which the squad demanded Joe, well, the squad, Nikki Haley, demanded Joe do. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe it'll happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.